Now, on Tuesday of this week, leading figures in manufacturing from across Europe came to Tralee for the signing of a partnership. IDEAM, the Irish Digital Engineering and Advanced Manufacturing Cluster, supports Irish small and medium businesses to digitalise and transition to green manufacturing. And EIT Manufacturing is part of the European Institute of Innovation and Technology and aims to bring European manufacturers together for innovation in products, processes and services. Well, both of their members came to Tralee for a workshop entitled Factories of the Future, Global Supply Chain for Additive Manufacturing. And they also attended a tour of the Wasp factory in the former BorgWarner facility in Mona Valley Industrial Estate in Tralee. Well, I was lucky enough to be able to go on that tour as well and meet some of the members. And Wasp is a business that we've caught up with many times here on the show over the years. They're doing amazing things in the area of additive manufacturing or 3D printing. It's a computer-controlled process that creates three-dimensional objects by depositing materials, usually in layers. So basically, it's another type of manufacturing. And Wasp, since its inception in 2015, has been involved in the supply chain process, as in they'd develop this 3D product for the customer and source a 3D printer in whatever part of the world they're in to print it. But since moving to their new facility in the former BorgWarner factory, they've begun 3D printing themselves and are printing items currently for IKEA Germany. They're just one of their clients. And it was really amazing to see this process and to see how this innovative technology works, and it's all happening here in Tralee, which is pretty amazing. Now, on Tuesday, Wasp signed an agreement formalising their membership of IDEAM, and then members of the German-based branch of EIT Manufacturing called EIT Manufacturing Central, covering Belgium, Germany, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Poland and Ukraine, they were in Tralee for this workshop and they signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Irish cluster IDEAM. Well, after the factory tour, I spoke with IDEAM manager, Dr. Jamie Meehan, and first asked him to tell me about the cluster.
IDEAM was inaugurated back in December of 2020. It's an industry-driven cluster to support manufacturing SMEs with their business growth through the lens of digitalisation and green transition.
In simple terms, what would you aim to do?
To simplify it, we help manufacturing SMEs with access to talent, access to grants both in Ireland and internationally. We help develop events like we've done today with Factories of the Future with our member Wasp, and then we also help them get involved in internationalisation and funding.
And you've signed a Memorandum of Understanding with EIT Manufacturing. You might just tell us first of all about them.
So EIT Manufacturing stands for the European Institute of Innovation and Technology. So they have over 300 industry members as part of their ecosystem. And the rationale for why we signed that partnership is that we want IDEAM members to connect with European partners, both in industry, in research providers, and then their larger ecosystem in terms of funding.
Being able to keep up with the latest advances in technology and production, that'll ideally save a company money in the long run.
Correct. So what we do is, since COVID has eased, we've been fortunate that we can go into our member companies, go onto their manufacturing lines and see what level of digitalisation they're currently at, where they can scale that operation. And then if we take that step back, we can look at what resources they need in terms of talent. Do they need funding to support that evolution? And what's the next step for them practically as well?
And we're here today at Wasp in Tralee, and we've had a tour of the factory and some amazing work going on here. It's really futuristic, I suppose, for someone like myself who isn't really immersed in the industry like you are.
Wasp have been an unbelievable cluster member to have on board. They're doing some serious innovative solution in the heart of Kerry in this idyllic place. It's beautiful to come down here. And what I really kind of learned is that the culture and the team that they've brought into Wasp is imperative to how they're moving forward. Even if you go across the manufacturing floor, there's no noise, there's no waste, it's clean. And they've just kind of taken that step ahead in terms of shaping the future of manufacturing, not just in Ireland, but across Europe.
And I suppose when we think of big producers and manufacturers, you know, they're not really in Ireland anymore. And we've seen, of course, the loss of Borg, where Wasp are located now. I mean, the future is different, isn't it? It's not large-scale companies, you know, printing mass amounts for a business. It's more made-to-order or printed, as in Wasp's case, because they're dealing with 3D printing.
Mm-hmm. Look, the ecosystem is completely changing with the whole energy crisis, COVID situation that we've had. So a lot of companies will be in crisis mode. But what I can say is that the collaboration, and it's more bottom-up in terms of business growth at the moment. And what I mean by that is companies and like-minded SMEs working together to help each other and to go after business internationally together. And that's the kind of main thing what we're trying to build within our ecosystem in Ideum.
And I suppose, obviously, at the moment, you know, we're in an energy crisis and costs are soaring, inflation. And so any area where a business can potentially save money through the production or manufacturing area, that's obviously a bonus.
Look, the way I kind of frame it is digitalization is an enablement, sustainability is an outcome. So if you look across all government supports, whether it be LEO, whether it be Enterprise Ireland, IDA, they have their own funding mechanisms and streams to support that transition. But it's up to companies to kind of stay that step ahead, and then for government to come in and help support that, whether it be funding, whether it be access to resources, and then the cluster community bringing all that together, researchers, educators, government, and then to help each other out moving forward. Without that, companies are working in silos. I think that's quite a difficult challenge, particularly for companies like Wasp, who might be based in Tralee, other members that we have. And that's what we're trying to build within Ideum, is that, right, what are your pain points and how can we practically help with them, whether it's through the cluster or working with other companies that might be of relevance?
And location doesn't really matter anymore, does it? I suppose because of digitalization, you know, you can easily access businesses in other countries, and also you don't have to be in big city locations, the likes of Dublin.
Yes and no. The talent always goes towards where the quality of life is. Look, we've had the challenge, especially even in the Midwest and down here in the South, of attracting talent back here. They want to go to the major cities and experience the quality of life. But companies like this that are innovative, that are staying that step ahead, that are looking at innovative solutions in terms of technologies, even in terms of sustainability, graduates are asking for these type of things when they're being interviewed. So that's what will attract those graduates to stay here or else come back from the cities like Dublin, because it's just too expensive to live there. And coming home and coming down to these areas, there is a better quality of life in terms of standard. I've lived in Dublin myself, and it's fairly chaotic.
And just going back maybe to the signing of the memorandum of understanding today with the EIT manufacturing, the hope there is that, you know, obviously it can give Irish businesses access to a more European market, but maybe it'll come the other way as well, that they might come to Ireland and maybe to the likes of Wasp and other members of IDM for Business.
Correct. So like, we have some members already that have gone through some of the funding calls with EIT and have been successful in their funding applications, and the whole aim is that exactly that the exporting potential for Irish companies into Europe and then vice versa, and keep that connection. So IDEAM is like the catalyst and the umbrella to help filter for our members and the access into new markets by working with EIT Manufacturing.
Dr. Jamie Meehan there, IDEAM Cluster Manager, talking to me at the Wasp factory in Tralee, where Wasp signed an agreement formalising their membership of the cluster, and the IDEAM Cluster and EIT Manufacturing, covering a large area of Europe, signed a memorandum of understanding to work together.